turn them all off when I want. All right, we're back in session, and Sam and Cleef, we're ready for your information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for seeing us. I am the newest member of this kind of duo group. Took over in August of last year. Raised my hand in a HOA meeting for a question.
And lucky you.
Yeah, here we are. So we're as far as the HOA is concerned, we're excited. I didn't realize what kind of task I was taking on, and it's quite large. But we have a lot of things going on, as well as some focus on what the future is going to bring for Barger. Certainly with things that have already been in progress prior to my arrival with Sam and the Water District and everything. So that's our main point today, but if you have any questions or issues whatsoever, feel free to ask. I'll give you as much information as I currently have, still learning on what we have and what we don't have and how we work kind of thing. So our biggest project right now, knock on wood, is the Water District. But we spent about $35,000 last year in snow removal, so we're pretty tickled about what winter's doing right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, with that said.
All right. Well, yeah, with construction season around the corner, want to update you guys on our project. Last time we were here, I think it was in March. You guys wrote a letter of support. We were able to qualify for $3 million in grants and about $2 million loan to upgrade about half of Bargerville for the water project. Really want to thank Mary and Janice and Roxana. They were really instrumental in helping us get the assessment through and make sure all the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed. So we have a project schedule. I only made one. Did you bring copies of it?
No, I have multiple copies of that, but I do have the maps of what we plan on doing.
So we're hoping to use one of your roads for a water main. Either go right beside it in your right of way or down the middle of it. It's going to be up in the Iroquois section out there.
Let me stop right here for just a second. Is this a decision you're going to need today?
No.
Okay, because we need Butch in on this discussion.
And I believe Coulter's been speaking with Butch on this project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And keeping him informed.
Yep. Okay.
So we're going to have to do a couple of crossings on the Iroquois, and so I wanted to make you guys aware of that and see, you know, hopefully seek your permission for it, you know, sometime in the future.
Okay.
The way the project schedule looks, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to go out to bid till the earliest is August. So it doesn't look like we'll be getting any construction done this summer. I know I've spoken to you guys previously, and our hope was to start turning some dirt this summer. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Okay.
That's the big update that we wanted to give you.
Gotcha. Have already talked to Butch about this. You've been in contact with him.
I have been, and he did express that he would like us as far on the edge of right away as possible. Try not to go down the middle of the road, obviously. So we're gonna work on making that happen.
Okay. Good.
So I know they're
down the Iroquois.
Looks like the only crossing on Iroquois is at that Shoshone Trail. Am I looking at that right?
Yep, at Shoshone, and then also at Cheyenne, we'll be connecting into that line as well, the existing water line there.
Oh, okay, so two crosses.
So as like last year, I guess, trying to tie in a discussion last year, any consideration of doing anything with that road gets postponed until this project gets completed?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Last year we talked about, there was a mention of paving the road in Bargerville.
Yeah, I know that was under consideration.
Metal Arc.
Yeah, I think that's what
it's Metal Arc and possibly Iroquois.
Yeah, but is that still going to be impacted by this project not moving forward?
It is.
Okay.
If you guys were hoping to pave that this summer, and that's one of our questions we have, is we weren't too sure how far up and what exactly you guys were planning on doing with the paving.
It's not in the project.
Yeah.
It's not in the project this summer. Oh, good.
No, I just asked because it was a...
Right.
It was a conversation.
Yeah. And you guys did us a favor last
year. It will come back.
Yes. If it comes back, it almost has to come back after this whole thing is absolutely done.
Well, that was the point I was
definitely about. After the 1st of January next year.
Yeah. How many days is that?
You got that mapped out, Mary.
It's for today.
I think when you're following the highway, the road right away and all that, yeah, it has to wait.
Okay.
Just for heavy truck traffic and all that.
And that was my biggest fear, was that if you guys were going to pave it this construction season, that
yeah, it's not coming.
It's not coming, so we're not holding you guys up either.
Nope.
Good, because you had this favor last year. So
yeah, you're in good shape.
Okay. All right.
I think that, yeah. After seeing the map, it's pretty obvious we're not coming.
Okay.
Now, with that said, I mean, hopefully, someday. I mean, there's not a resident out there that wouldn't like, at a minimum, Metalock and Iroquois paved.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet they would.
You know, yeah. And same,
Butch too.
The same on South Bench Road, where I happen to live.
Yeah. And First North and Second North in Big Bernie.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will be abandoning our existing water lines there and putting the new ones on top of it, our distribution lines. Uh-huh. So if you guys have any use for that in the future, come talk to us.
There was that really fuzzy conversation. There was that state law that said you can't abandon water lines. You have to leave them in for infrastructure for current new fiber builds or something. Is that?
I don't know how that law has progressed. I know that was. I don't know if it got introduced or not, but I just remember there was something there. Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was something, and I don't know the progress of that bill, whether or not
we can. You want to look into.
Okay.
Because you may not be able to pull them out, or may not want to. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if we really want to. If we can find another use for them, we'd like to keep them there.
Oh yeah, I'm that'd make great conduit.
It would be.
Yeah.
And it goes along with Butch's theory, deep.
Yeah.
Deep. So.
Good. Anything else for us?
No, that's all I got. Any questions from you guys?
No, glad you got the grants and secured the loans and good work.
Okay, well, thanks.
We are we're push forward. I have stuff on the table as far as trying to figure out better and less corrosive ways. When we talk about mag chloride, and so I have some of my state contacts with WIDOT and some engineers that I'm very familiar with that are looking at that for Bartsville. Mm-hmm. And if we can get away from mag chloride, I would like to do that. Mm-hmm. I think one of the top complaints I have, and everybody understands dust abatement and understands road structure and packing and stuff like that, but so we're looking at that for the future.
Okay.
We spend a fair amount of money from the subdivision.
Yeah.
For road maintenance and certainly.
Let us know if you have any epiphanies, because we're always open to suggestions, but the alternatives are expensive.
Very expensive. Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. What we've been told is not anything is quite suitable for the soil type that we have, but I'm sure you can pursue that and see. And
yeah.
I'm
if sure you come up with any epiphanies, let us know.
Yeah, we'll certainly. Yeah, we'll pass along. We do appreciate the work the county does and extends a little bit there on Iroquois, coming down the hill just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that that's our worst corner there at Iroquois.
That's a bad corner to keep.
Yeah.
That hill's bad too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
All righty. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Good seeing you.
Thank you for the update.
No, I'm using this as an excuse to
call it a day.
Right. I work on a greenhouse.
Yeah.
And there's you going to plant something, are you?
No.
Okay.
It's green, but it's not that kind of green.
Okay, all right.
He asked me about it earlier. I do have. We purchased a building next door to our office.
Did you?
We're expanding. We've added 5 people over there last year.
Terrific.
So we're out of space, and so we are expanding. So we're going to make that pretty across the street, a little bit prettier.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Again, well, that's good. You're adding people and getting busier.
They hired me 4 years ago. We're 27. We're 54 now.
Beautiful.
So that was our plan, was to hire people here and put them here.
That's good work.
Hire people and put them, because you can't live in Jackson.
Well, that's fine.
So that's what we're trying to do. So anyways, I just let you know.
Terrific.
We closed on it last Wednesday.
great.
2 days ago.
So we again,
congratulations.
Relocating or are they quitting?
I think we could relocate.
Sure. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
You know. Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Got a little time here now.
Still no stamp it.
All I got's vouchers. So.
You sure you want to wait for Joel?
Let's go. Shall we?
What's that?
I said let's go, shall we?
All right. I think if Joel has any issues, we can hold one out, pull it out.
Or something. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and grab the... I'll sneak around here.
Make it easier. Huh?
Yeah.
You gonna double sink?
No.
Oh, come on.
Maybe I'll just use his.
Do they have to be? I mean, what if he's not here?
No. We can do it with four. Yeah. We can do it with three.
Yeah.
I do it with two Mac and punch
twice.
If you want to play. Oh, hey, why don't you just stop right where you're
okay.
at, guys?
There we go.
Finish that.
Uh-oh. Jennifer, you're here, and we've got a break, so jump right in here. Yeah. We're glad you came early. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to turn her microphone back on?
Sure.
Jennifer, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, fill us in on what we need to know, Jennifer.
Okay, so... The visitor center is now its own 501c3.
Okay.
So we went back to January, and any funds that were given by you guys to the visitor center have gone into the you gave them up to the chamber.
Yeah. Right.
Through the contract, but have now gone into the visitor center account.
Terrific.
And so moving forward, that's what it will look like as those funds will
go
directly in.
So any funding coming from the county from now on will go into the visitor center.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah. So, I think
Our contract's with the chamber.
It goes to the chamber and then goes to the visitor center.
Can we rework that contract?
So what does the visitor
when the contract
center
comes
look
up?
Like? Is there a board for the visitor center?
It's the same board as the chamber.
Let me check with Matt. And see
why don't you check
do?
With that? It'd be just be more convenient if we could go straight to the visitor center. And actually, I think that would look better for our accounting. Don't you?
Well. Yeah.
Not that it really matters, but it might look different to our auditor.
Let me check with Matt. See,
okay.
Because right now with the contract being to the chamber, I got to continue to cut those checks there.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's that big a deal.
Let's see what we can do on that.
You know, we'd have to have the contract match wherever we're cutting the checks to. Is the only gig, but I don't think that's a big deal. Except for we changed the contract.
I think it would be good to go straight with the visitor center. Okay.
So, with that being said, it has allowed us to apply for some grants. We haven't heard back on anything yet. And so, I would say in the next couple of weeks I would hear back on a few. But it has allowed us to do what the intention was.
Good.
With
good. Perfect. Well, that was a success then.
So we'll
see.
We'll see.
That's yet to be determined.
It is yet to be determined.
Okay. Well, yeah, because as budget rolls around, I think our plan is still the same.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Perfect. Any questions for Jennifer?
I saw an email from you asking about where it's going with Joanne, and we're just getting the contract signed, and we haven't had any other movement.
Okay.
Just for your information.
I just want to make sure I hadn't missed that.
Nope, haven't missed a thing.
Okay.
All that's right. Good. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right.
Thank you
guys
for coming.
Appreciate it. All right. Back where we were.
Couple there.
Okay. Commissioner Rawhauser,
Why don't you just tell us about your wild adventure?
Where do I start?
Yeah, tell us about your wild adventure.
I'm only going to share two things.
Okay.
And number one, being put onto the NACO Public Lands Committee, very interesting to listen to the issues, and most of them were around the reorganization of the Western United States for the public lands, and moving people to these public lands for to centralize them, take them out of Washington and put them wherever they go. One of the recommendations was is put it in Cheyenne, put that office in Cheyenne or in Casper.
Mm-hmm.
But of course Denver's name came up and just as well be in Washington D.C.
Right.
The other thing, met with Forest Service, and it was kind of a sidebar with the county commissioners from Campbell County and from Park County. And
just in time. Just in time.
I thought I might get out of that.
Yeah. Good work.
There was some really good discussion about everything from prairie dogs to the LaBarge Creek Road.
LaBarge Creek Road made it all the way to D.C.
All the way to D.C., and the man that is the NACO representative or liaison between NACO and the Forest Service knew all about that.
Knew all about that. Man.
Anyway, I do want to say that we are in the midst of maybe the most famous man in the Western United States.
Well, we already knew that.
Well, I didn't. And I mean, he was getting hugs
and he got handshakes and hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, there again, I just carried his bag. And, but
and
anyway,
called the Uber driver.
The Uber driver.
He got good at that.
And he got to sit up front. Every time I'd want to sit up front, and the driver would make Joel sit up front.
Yeah.
But it was well worth time.
Yeah,
for
I think me that's
to go.
Where I. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was my first time, and I took a lot away from it. And met a lot of nice people.
Yeah.
And everybody's got the same problems. They do. It doesn't matter if you're in Tennessee or in Michigan.
Right.
They've all got the same problems.
Right. So are you planning on then going to the summer NACO meeting?
No, I'm not. I've got a prior commitment. And so I will not be going.
And where's that, Joel?
Nashville, Tennessee.
And it is July...
Second week.
So
the Public Lands Committees are the day of the wrong trade in Pine Dale.
Right. So are you...
I can't go.
If you need me to go, I'll go.
I'll find out who else is planning to go.
If you need somebody to go, let me know.
Okay.
All right.
Willie already called me, and I told him I couldn't make it.
I don't have any real urge to go to Nashville, but if you need somebody to go, let me know.
Well, I think Matt Avery is the other. Of course, Chadwick are the two board members.
Okay.
If they're two members of public lands.
Good.
If they're both going,
then we're in business. Anything else, Commissioner Rawhauser?
No. I'm sure that Joel will fill you in on all the things that he did, and I may something jog my memory.
Commissioner Noble?
I don't have a lot. Just joined you with Harry Hagerman, and I sat through part of the conversation with Harry. I believe that's it.
Okay. Next.
Joshua.
Commissioner Burnett.
I've been in the shadow in the weeds, but I did have a question about the, did we ever hear back from the audit report on those questions we had about the golf course?
We did.
We did? Okay.
We did. And I haven't gotten the final audit report yet. I'm expecting it any time, probably for the next meeting, for you guys to adopt it.
Okay.
But yeah, they did get a response back.
Okay. They're satisfied?
Satisfied,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys made this Chief's newsletter.
Uh-oh.
Mac did?
Through Joel and Mac right here.
Hey.
This is about 30 seconds.
That's what you call proof. We were there.
Whose newsletter?
Liz Cheney's.
Liz Cheney's newsletter.
Look at that nice fancy picture right there.
Where's it at?
Well, we're getting famous, man.
Right there.
Oh, look at that. Ain't that sweet?
That's pretty right there.
Yeah, that's good. I can't make it any bigger. I'm sorry.
One right in the middle.
Oh, I kind of remember that in front of old George.
Is that in front of George?
Yeah,
that's George and I are close.
How much did that cost?
Hey, what can I say? That, you know, she did meet with us for, what, 45 minutes?
Quite a while.
A long time. Just sat around the table and talked, and very cordial. Took a lot of notes about concerns. So...
Okay, Commissioner Burnett.
That's it.
Anything else?
Done.
Okay,
that's
thank
it.
You. Commissioner Bousman, fill us in.
Well, I'll do a. I got so much stuff. I'll do a written report probably for the next meeting and give a copy of it to Polly, so she'll have it. But
perfect.
We had a really good hour and a half meeting with the chief of the Forest Service and seemed to have agreement about the need for the BT to develop a real timber strategy, which has never happened, and commitment to follow up, and then the afternoon of the next day he's gone and resigned. So
right.
I guess we start over on that deal.
So we'll start over there.
We talk about numerous other issues, but in the roadless, we have a dire need to manage in roadless in the Wyoming range, and we with Bailey's help and did a white paper from WCCA. I don't know if I forwarded that to everybody or not, but it points out the language in actual roadless rule that would give the Forest Service the authority to revise the map if it's shown to be inaccurate, which it obviously is.
Which it is.
So we'll have to start over on that one as well. Really good meeting with the Department of Interior, one of the deputy secretaries to Secretary Zinke on talking about the reorganization plan. And this was with meeting with the WIR leadership, which included Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, all the different state associations, and then commission leads for public lands and WIR. But we really got a better understanding of what that's about. There is no intent to do away with the state BLM directors. They will remain in place. And we talked a lot about how to bring the, what we really agreed with in their proposal is bringing the decision-making process closer to the ground. And talked in some detail about how to make that happen and get commitment for future input from those of us that are involved in that to try and do this in a way that meets the goals and objectives of why they're doing it in the first place.
Okay.
We had a first time ever NACO has had a actual press conference in D.C., and they set that thing up. They worked for 2 weeks steady to get that thing set up.
Yeah.
And I did get the honor of introducing the senators and representatives for that press conference.
That's awesome. I saw pictures.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
I haven't even had time to look at anything
yet. Yeah, Max showed me pictures.
Well, okay. The newspaper, I'm going to get them a picture to the newspaper.
Cool.
Full page.
There'll be a big news release from NACO about that on the NACO website. In fact, it might be there by now for all I know. But it was well attended. Paul Gosar was there from Arizona, and I got the honor of introducing him mentioned that he helped build the house. But got a positive reaction from everybody. They kind of enjoyed it.
Like he's a real guy.
Yeah, yeah. Real life person.
Yeah. For heaven's sake, that's awesome.
If we get the opportunity to make follow up on what we talked about, it was probably a very successful trip.
Good.
But the devil's always in the details.
It is. It is. And it sounds like Commissioner Rauhauser was introduced to a lot.
I hope I didn't overwhelm you.
Well, I don't know.
Awesome. No. That's terrific. Good. Anything further, Commissioner?
That's all that come. Oh, one other thing here there today, why I was gone from the meeting. I was on the phone for the first protest hearing of the grazing renewal on the Upper Green is going on today in Jackson.
Yeah.
And I made some comments on the front, and then when I realized that Bailey was there for us, I decided I could come back to the meeting, and she will text me if I need to call in for something.
Oh, okay, good.
So she's going to be there all day covering that.
Okay. Good.
We're getting our money's worth there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she's very pleasant and really sharp.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Excellent. Anything further, Commissioner Bowser?
Boulder Travel Management meeting next week. Mike and I are both lined up to go to that, and then I'll be going to roped into this socioeconomic. Western Governors wants to promote local county government having socioeconomic baselines,
mm-hmm.
and I've been asked to go there and be on the panel and talk about some of the county's baseline and see what can be done. NACO's picking up on that as well as Western Governors, so there's a real opportunity there.
We're kind of a poster child on that, aren't we?
We are, and I talked to both BLM and Forest Service about what we were doing, and the ultimate win-win would be if local government could be provided the resources from whatever source to actually do the socioeconomic analysis in any NEPA process. Hmm. That would be the ultimate. But a long ways to go to get to that.
I've got a question on that.
All right.
And I'll quit boring everybody with talk.
Well, I'm not even going to bore you with my stuff. So there you go.
Shady in the weeds.
Yeah. Now the important business. Have you scheduled your branding yet? Because I may have scheduled over the top of it.
I better talk to Cotton.
Yeah, find out.
I haven't talked to him all week. He might have it. I think he's probably got it scheduled.
Yeah, let me know.
He just said, let me know when it is.
Right. Let me know when you find out. I scheduled something last winter, and I was looking at my schedule and thinking, I might have scheduled over the top of Joel Brandy.
Might have to put Mary on the rope course.
Might have to.
Oh, that would be not a good thing. I've never thrown a rope in my life.
A question on one of these.
Doesn't stop the rest of us.
I know.
St. John's, is this just one Title 25?
I see it.
There's three big ones in there.
Been a busy month.
Well, I know we had, I had a discussion with Clay because he was like, we've been quietly watching our Title 25.
Yeah.
And then we just blew the budget on this month. This is one.
That's just one.
That's one. Yeah.
Did that go to where?
St. John's. Can I have a chance to look at that before it goes? Because they're usually in the $5,000 range.
Yeah, and there's email back on the back and discussion.
Did it wind up being longer than usual at St. John's?
Let's see. 13, 14, 15, 16. 4 days, looks like.
So the same, I guess I'm confused on that, on the Title 25.
This guy was in, this person was in ICU for 4 days.
Was in what?
ICU.
For
ICU.
Title 25?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't think you tell 25 people in ICU.
I don't know.
Maybe he was Title 25 up there and moved him into ICU.
Yeah. I don't even look at it.
For a good deal.
I can see where that put a dent in the budget.
It was too late. I'll bring it back in.
Hell, he needed his ad machine. Red battery ran out.
Yeah, just needed to buy a new ribbon.
I mean, we needed a bigger cart to haul it.
Mac did most of the meals. He'll have a stack of Ubers. He'll have a stack of stuff a foot high.
Boy, his coffee club is gonna love it.
I haven't been there for a long time.
Oh, but when they read it in the paper, you know.
Commissioner Noble was giving me a bad time because I bought him and I breakfast when we met the other morning. And he says, are you going to vouch for that? And I said, no.
Well, it does make a couple hamburgers or pizza look inexpensive.
Just so you know, it's your turn to buy breakfast next time.
I got you. I'll cover it.
I do want to say that I did learn a lot, but Uber is absolutely the finest,
best thing you ever learned.
I have ever seen in my lifetime. Unbelievable.
There's a couple times he thought he got off his cell phone, they were pulling up.
Yeah, they were pulling up. Absolutely. Yep, right there.
I know it sure got the taxi driver stirred up.
And the funny part about it is that when they open the door for you, they say, hi, Mac. And that's the only English they can speak. That was it. They could get that out.
They could get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well,
so you can go to the game.
Really?
Uber will pick you up at, like,
oh, good. So
I didn't know drunk. Laramie had Uber.
Somebody said there was, when was it? Rendezvous or whatever, or New Year's. There was two of them here in town.
Huh. I thought it said that
was
the second job.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. How hard would it be?
It's so convenient.
I don't know.
I think all you got to do is have a vehicle and sign up to.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
There's security.
I had one in Houston that was scary.
Driving record.
Yeah.
But, and then they provide you with a fitness, but then you just work when you want to.
Yeah. Wow. How tough would that be?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like working tonight, I'll go on, and if I get a call, I'll be there, and if not,
Well, I read something recently on Uber drivers nationally. Somebody was reporting they make about $3.87 an hour.
Yeah, they don't make a whole lot.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
It's not
after expenses.
They're using their own
vehicle,
and Uber gets 20%.
Is that what it is
For the name and the fame?
Yep. Yeah. Uber gets 20%. They pay their own gas, their oil changes, their car.
They're sure cheaper than a taxi, though.
They are. They're cheaper than a taxi.
Way cheaper.
More convenient.
When I was in Georgia, it was cheaper to get an Uber driver to take us to a grocery store than it was to buy wine in the convention center where we were staying. Literally, a bottle of wine that I would have paid $8 for here in Pinedale, like $3.
Yeah.
I paid $5 for an Uber to take me to a grocery store a mile away.
There you go.
So I got some more.
Okay, got some bad boys?
Yeah, I got some bad boys.
Did the road get any better, right?
Yeah. So, let's see. What we decided to do on...
what we do on Rich.
Yeah, so Rich, we decided to just go with the ortho, approve the ortho in the amount of $72,000. And continue the discussion on whether or not we need the obliques. They presented a pilot study of Marbleton, Big Piney, and Barger. Those oblique views of looking all the way around the buildings. But that's
three-dimensional.
Yeah, it gives you a three-dimensional perspective that.
Oh, okay.
That Jeunesse could use without having to go to the property. But just the Marbleton, Big Piney, and Barger is $134,000. That's two positions.
That's brand new technology.
It is. And I asked Jeunesse, I said, would we save the amount of money for two new positions if we did this? And she said she really doesn't know until we try it.
Okay.
I'm not sure they convinced me.
This is an event Jay's putting.
You ought to talk to
them. That's what I'm curious. Disagreement.
They still got to go out. And that's what I told her. I said, and then I asked Rich, I said, well, would it make someone more prone to
medical alcohol
disagree
in the
to it because they took the measurements off of the GIS rather than being out
there. Bring someone
down. We're going to have to go out there anyway.
Yeah,
I wish I'd have heard that one.
I guess
that would have been interesting.
It was. It was really quite interesting.
I thought
Title
25 is when you.
I'm just not convinced.
It's an emergency detention order. On somebody that's deemed to be a threat to themselves or others.
For our money,
right?
So we know we're
how do they go on ICU?
Unless
they try to commit suicide if this happened, but then it's still not primarily a Title 25 when they get out of the hospital.
We have cut budgets so much.
See, they didn't,
she has bare bones.
This person was in the hospital for 4 days before they even had a psychiatric consult.
And
that's what Title 25 is about. So I guess, and maybe I'm all wrong, I just don't know, but I don't know why these costs.
How about that?
Is it truly a Title 25? Or
short
hand stuff on the device?
They were right on that.
Oh boy, a couple of them.
So that was that. Sam Bixler and Cleef, they just filled us in on where they were at on the High Meadow Water District thing.
No action.
No action. They're probably not even going to start go to bid till August. So
I just like to know the details. Is this person
they're
out of 25 when we went to ICU? I don't know.
Jennifer, the visitor center got their 501c3 nonprofit designation.
2300?
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
So we're trying to figure out maybe how to rework our contract because our contract is with the Chamber of Commerce, not with the visitor center.
if we can rework that contract where whatever funding we give them goes from us to the visitor center, not to the Chamber of Commerce. But I reminded her today that our plan is each year to take that, their budget down to where we're not funding them.
So, okay, so let me talk to you about that. So Big Brothers Big Sisters.
So I reminded her today that's where we're heading.
That gives them time to look for the town to get some money.
Okay, so we just administer the grant.
New Fork.
Hey, Julie, this is David Burnett over at the Commission's office. Is either Clay or Matt available for a question?
Went through, got that taken.
Okay.
Does Casey have anything for us?
Casey did. He was, it wasn't anything real earth shattering, other than the fact that
I asked them how
they had the regional basketball, high school basketball tournament here, and he had had to have some more deputies out. So he said there might be some overtime.
Sure.
On that, and he said he asked permission that whenever there are certain things like that, if he can just go ahead and do that and have a little bit of overtime. We told him that we trusted him, but let us know first when that event's coming up, and then we can just kind of make sure that
he's sure, not a problem.
In that overtime account for the sheriff's office.
Yeah, I just had a question about Title 25 sergeant. Yeah, he can call me.
We're going to readdress that during budget.
He can call me on my phone if he wants. It's 307-260-8010.
With this whole school shooting and everything like that, there's probably going to be some events and things like that that they will want to have more.
I don't care about those things. I want to know how many.
One of my granddaughters came home and said, "There's a deputy."
I heard there's four.
I guess all the time.
Yeah, Scott Weiner.
That's what I
thought. Scott Weiner. Yeah,
I could that number. Didn't know we were wrong.
Yeah, Scott's the resource officer. He's in the schools.
Well, but I don't know anything either.
Yep, that's all he does.
He gave me was,
that's probably a good thing.
Bad idea. Like, yeah, absolutely. So I think there's one here, and I think there's one down in
what you got on deck and what's going on.
I think there's
we have one in each school.
No, I think Scott covers all three schools.
So we're not
nothing. There's no questions on those. No.
Just one deputy for here and one deputy on South County.
Okay.
Billy Gov, and he was just plumb thrilled. He said everything's gone so smoothly in the last 2 weeks. I can't
believe
it. I don't
hear anything.
So we said keep covered with the good news.
Yeah. That's what we want to hear.
That's exactly right.
Your phone doesn't work when you're taking
pictures. So I think that was about it. That was all.
Well, she was just very cordial and was talking about education.
Andy, I call Clay on this. He's supposed to call me back. I really don't understand when a guy gets Title 25, how they go straight to the ICU. Psychiatrist unsealed him 4 days later. This is a $25,000 bill. After our discount, it was $39,000.
Well, he shouldn't. If he didn't see the psychiatrist until 4 days later, he's not Title 25.
I wouldn't think so. I don't understand that. You know, the only thing I can imagine, this guy maybe tried to commit suicide on the street and they took him there, or then he's not Title 25 until he's ready to discharge. You don't do Title 25 in the ICU. I'm missing something here.
You know, it might have been a botched suicide attempt and he had to go into ICU, but until the psychiatrist designates that.
Right. I mean, otherwise he's... He goes in under attempted suicide.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's he's got some type of injury, cardiac arrest or suffocation or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, this guy's obviously going in.
Let's hold that out until you hear from Clay.
Yeah, I just, because clearly the psychiatrist didn't bill till 117 and 118. The guy got admitted on the 13th.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hold that out until we, yeah, go ahead.
I got two more I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay. Straight normal suicides. Somebody called 911, they go to the hospital, they got to be treated, they have no insurance.
Yeah.
Who pays for that? They haven't been arrested for anything.
The patient is responsible for the bill.
That's right. Title 25 is intended to be to evaluate people or detain people that are deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. If he's already done it, you know, we may not get him out of the hospital that we can straighten him out or whatever, but
I don't think. Can I talk to you guys before she comes back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
So I have two vouchers here that came from Search and Rescue, and they're to pay expenses for two people that went to Las Vegas for a conference. Okay. Search and Rescue is not happy with these vouchers because we spent lots of money for two people to go to Las Vegas. So what I would like for you to do, I've went through and reviewed them. The grind here is that they're pissed off about what they spent. They've got legitimate expenses here that they've validated. Yeah, you don't like it that they bought a $400 car, but, you know, it's, I don't know of any way legally to refuse these, but Search and Rescue wants to deal with them. I would like for you guys to approve these to pay, but I want them to decide what we're going to pay, because they had a deal, $5,000 for these people to go to this conference. Five people, $5,000, ended up two people went, and they spent $5,000. So
I would rather not approve them until they come back with the revised version.
Okay, I'll just
can
hold
we do
on
that?
To them then.
Yeah, yep. Let's do that.
No.
That sounds like
no, you can't see those. It may.
That sounds like when you and I went to Detroit on that little side
That's
trip.
Right. Oh, that was.
Oh, Christ.
Have you heard the story?
Yes. I heard.
We got.
I heard.
We got. I don't know what the word.
So was it a $400 room?
$500.
It was
over.
I mean, was it worth it? Was the room itself?
Well, it wasn't any different than any other room.
No. But I guess if the Lexington in Jackson was better.
And let me ask you this. How many hours were you in the room? Six?
We weren't even there that many.
$100 an hour.
Yeah, not too much. Yeah.